Hey there, awesome humans. Jackson Reed here, your friendly neighborhood motivation guru, ready to inject some serious spark into your day with a fresh dose of positivity. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say mindfulness? We've all been there, right? It's easy to get caught in the whirlwind of expectations and pressures, leaving us feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and maybe even a little bit lost. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you navigate these bumpy roads with grace and resilience? That secret weapon, my friends, is self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preaky podcast about being nice to yourself, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or becoming a doormat. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it as your own personal cheerleader, rooting for you even when you stumble. So, how can we actually cultivate this amazing superpower? Buckle up, because I've got 5 self-compassion exercises that are easier than you think and will make a world of difference in your emotional well-being. Number 1. Practice mindful breathing. This one's a classic for a reason. When stress starts to creep in, take a few deep, slow breaths. Focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. It's like hitting the pause button on your racing thoughts and giving yourself a moment to reconnect with the present moment. Number 2. Challenge your inner critic. We all have the voice in our heads that can be brutally honest, sometimes even downright mean. But guess what? That voice isn't always right. When you catch yourself thinking negative or self-defeating thoughts, try to challenge them with kindness and logic. Would you say those things to a friend? Probably not. So treat yourself with the same respect and compassion. Number 3. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Emotions are like waves, they ebb and flow. Allow yourself to feel whatever comes up, whether it's joy, sadness, anger, or frustration. Don't try to suppress or deny your feelings because it just makes them stronger. Instead, acknowledge them with acceptance and curiosity. Number 4. Practice self-care rituals. This doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be taking a warm bath, reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply spending time doing something you enjoy. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. And finally, number 5. Remember that you're not alone. We all struggle sometimes. Reaching out to friends, family, or a therapist can provide invaluable support during challenging times. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a hardworking marketing executive who's juggling deadlines, presentations, and a demanding boss. She's constantly pushing herself to be perfect, but lately, she's feeling burnt out and overwhelmed. Sound familiar? One evening, after a particularly stressful day, Sarah decides to try something new. Mindful breathing. She takes a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of her chest. As she inhales, she imagines filling herself with calmness and energy. As she exhales, she releases any tension or stress. After just a few minutes, she feels a sense of calm wash over her. The world seems a little less hectic, and she feels more capable of facing the challenges ahead. Now that's self-compassion in action. It's not about fixing every problem overnight, but about creating small moments of peace and kindness for yourself amidst the chaos. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. You are worthy of love, support, and compassion, especially from yourself. Embrace these self-compassion exercises and watch as they transform your emotional well-being one breath, one thought, and one kind act at a time. You got this. Now go out there and be the best version of yourselves. And before I let you go, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on these exercises in the comments below or tag me on social media using #MotivationSparkDailyBoost. Let's keep the conversation going. See you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of motivation. Keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.